The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to be in Psalm 19. Psalm 19. And if you have access to a Bible, I would encourage you to go and find it and bring it with you as we open the Scripture today and consider His Word. Psalm 19. While you're doing that, I want to remind you about our little prayer journals. We'd love to send you one of these. We'd love to hear from you. If you'd write to us here, I give you the address. It's at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We give that to you again. You can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now, you can also just simply send me an email, and if you have done that, and the email address is considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Again, considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Now, one other way you can contact us is just go to the website, considerhisword.org. Now, you'll see a link that says to contact us, and you can contact us through the website as well. Now, when you write to us, I'm not going to send you a bunch of emails. I'm not going to fill your mailbox full of letters. I remember years ago, I wrote to a ministry, and I think I'm still hearing from them asking me for more money. I'm not going to do that to you. You simply contact us, send us an address, tell us where you're hearing the broadcast. We'll send you the prayer journal, and most likely that will be it. The only other time you'll hear from me is through the radio broadcast. So we'd love to hear from you. Write to us. Now, before we get started in Psalm 19, I've had a few people contact me to ask about how my leg is doing. You may or may not have heard that last December, about the middle of the month, I fell and broke my leg. I was in the hospital for 6 weeks when they did surgery and kind of put some plates in and screwed it together and things like that. And I'm doing fairly well. I'm able to walk around. If I have to go very long distances, I have a motorized wheelchair now that I can get around in, and I'm thankful for that. But I can pretty much walk. The only problem has been that when they did the surgery, they damaged the nerve in my leg, and so my foot is not quite back to the way it should be. And so would you pray for that? Pray that God would just heal me up completely so that I can just be about His work and being able to do His ministry. And I thank you for praying for me, many who prayed for me. And I believe that now that I'm able to walk around some is just an answer to prayer. And so I appreciate that. Psalm 19, I want to talk about the Bible, the Word of God. I love talking about the Bible, but I love teaching the Bible. In Psalm 19, where our text is going to begin at verse 7, down through verse 14. Now, the first part of the chapter tells about praising the Lord and how God reveals Himself to us. Verses 1 through 7 show how God reveals Himself in creation. We go back to verse 1. And it says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. And from there on, it goes to show how God reveals Himself in creation. But we also see in these verses how God reveals Himself in His Word. Starting at verse 7, again, Psalm 19, verse 7, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me, then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. In verses 7 through 14, we see God's word represented in five different ways and in five different words. In verse 7, he called it the law of the Lord. In verse 7, the testimony of the Lord. In verse 8, the statutes of the Lord. In verse 8, the commandment of the Lord. And in verse 9, the judgments of the Lord. How many ways can we describe or define the Word of God and how God reveals himself and speaks to us in his Word? God's Word is so important and so important to our lives. You know, I believe that the reason that there are so many feeble and weak Christians, shallow Christians, is because they do not spend time in the Word of God as they ought to. They don't study the Word of God as they ought to. Every day, spending those few moments learning the Word of God and studying the Word of God and knowing the Word of God. And I hope you have a plan in place and where you can open the Word of God and study it. The Word of God will strengthen you, and the Word of God will grow you. And the Word of God will help you. And the whole purpose of this program is to help encourage you to consider what God says in his Word when you open it up and read it. You know, I know there are some passages that are hard to grasp and hard to understand. But you see, God will feed you as you're able to understand. The Spirit of God will help you as you open the Word of God to pray and ask him to help you as you study his Word. Now, let's go through and look at a couple of things here that he says about the Word of God. First of all, I want you to notice that he says, the law of the Lord, in verse 7, the law of the Lord is perfect. God's Word is perfect. Now, the word perfect here, although it does, and I believe it is without error, something that is perfect, we often describe as being without flaws or without error, and I believe the Word of God is without error. But here, it also means it's complete. And many times when we see the word perfect in the Scripture, it means it's complete. The Word of God is complete. In the Bible, God has told us everything he wants us to know. He has given everything he wants you to know. And we are not to add anything to the Word of God. We're not to take anything from the Word of God. In fact, there's a very serious warning in Revelation 22, the last chapter of the Bible. It gives us this warning. He said, "For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add to him the plagues that are written in this book." There is a similar warning to those who would take away from the Word of God. And so the Word of God is complete. You know, there's no second edition. Now, there may be a second edition to the version that you're reading, and some has many revisions, but the Word of God is complete. It's everything that we need. God has given us everything that we need. If somebody comes around and says, "Oh, God told me, God said this to me," well, maybe he did, but if it doesn't line up with the Word of God, it wasn't God that told them. Because God's Word is complete. We cannot add to it. We cannot take from it. His Word is perfect. Now, I want you to notice this also, that the Word of God is powerful. We continue reading in our text. Psalm 19 says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. His word is so powerful, it can convert the soul. Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." God's word is powerful. Romans 10:17, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." The word of God will build your faith. You want to be a strong Christian? You want to be a Christian that can stand up against the lures of this world and of the temptations of the devil, and you want to be able to stand strong? You've got to be in the word of God. I have known strong Christians, and I knew they got that way because, you know, just going to church on Sunday morning, maybe Sunday night, maybe Wednesday night, and all of those in Bible studies, including Sunday school, maybe there's a small group. Those are all great, and you should be at those. And those help you learn the Word of God and help you grow in the Word of God. But if you want the power of the Word of God in your life, you've got to be studying it yourself. To take a book, maybe Genesis, or maybe one of the Gospels, like the book of John, or one of the small epistles like 1 John or James. What a great study James could be. And go through it verse by verse and read it for yourself and learn it for yourself, and you'll begin to see the power of the Word of God working in your life. The Word of God can change your life. Now, it certainly begins with salvation. When we receive Christ as our Savior, the Bible says that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And there is a change that takes place in us. But that change continues to take place in us because the Bible teaches us all scriptures given by inspiration and is profitable for doctrine, that's teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. The Bible will teach you how to live. The Bible will teach you how to deal with difficulties. The Bible will teach you how to go through trials. In those times when it seems that you're the weakest, it's when we ought to be in the Word of God and searching the Word of God and reading the Word of God and knowing the Word of God, because the power of God is going to come when we spend that time in the Word of God. Now, certainly the Word of God can convert a soul. When people hear the Word of God, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, they can come to Christ. God will bless His Word, and people will come to know the Savior by the preaching and the teaching of the Word of God. And the Word of God will change their lives through the work of Christ as the indwelling Spirit of God. So spend that time in the Word of God. His Word is powerful and will help you and will strengthen you. The Bible says, "Desire the sincere milk of the Word that you may grow thereby." We grow in the Word of God. We grow by the Word of God. I'm afraid our time is gone for the day. We're going to continue next week, so join us again then as we consider His Word.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. His Word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His Word.
The preceding program was listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.